Sir. Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
George Lewis, Jr.
Okay, sir. The Honorable Mr. David Neal is going to conduct your hearing now, sir.
Okay.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Yeah, George Lewis Madrid, Jr., 160865.
Thank you, sir. You're approved for your order of the executive committee this afternoon to offer to you community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing this afternoon. To your far right on the screen, you'll see the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse and the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. But all the way to the right of that is the Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. And in also the room today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections. And we also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
So, prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney, sir, or you're representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, if you come over the square, you and Mr. Westby in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir. Oh,
I'm
sorry.
I do also the department request to make an amendment to the bottom of the warrant in the exhibit section. They have listed to Beaverbrae discharge notice. This is dated November 22nd, 2018. There is a typo. The correct date should be November 27th, 2018.
All right. Thank you. Okay, sir. You're going to be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine that the terms and conditions of your committee supervision have been violated. Phase two, we will determine whether your committee supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the three allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false.
Okay.
Allegation number one is a violation of every one condition of supervision number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to report the Western Regional Parole Office within one working day after your discharge from VUA halfway house located at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on about November 22nd, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were absconded from supervision. That's true or false, sir?
True.
Allegation number two is a violation of the one conditional supervision number 12D as demonstrated by your failure to report the task on November 13, 2018 to provide a UA after providing a bonding UA for methamphetamine at VUA halfway house on November 12, 2018. Now, true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Now, allegation number three is violation of every one conditional supervision number seven as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about November 20th, 2018 for the time GZMS lab report dated November 30th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
All right. So based on the admissions of Mr. Madrid, I'm going to need to find a meeting link when I have violated terms and conditions of supervision. And then you can have an officer or not an officer of criminal lawyers or company.
Second.
Agree, agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Canoes. All right, sir, we're getting ready to move into phase two, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone and we'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
Mr. Madrid was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on August 6, 2018. He was arrested December 18, 2018 by Phoenix PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on December 18, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision end date of June 27, 2019, 25 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 4.5 years. Prior convictions, 2001, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2004, theft of means of transportation, 3.5 years. 2010, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. 2011, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his fifth term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. Gang information notes, he's a member of the Homedale Criminal Street Gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2001, TIS release of absconder, 10 months, 13 days, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. 2007, TIS release completion, 6 months. 2011, TIS release of absconder, 96 days, arrested on new felony, possession of dangerous drugs, revoked by the BOEC. 2012, TIS release of absconder, 210 days, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted. Other arrests, 1997, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2009, assault, Arizona, county jail. 2009, criminal damage, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G6B6.
Thank you, sir. Right, Mr. McGuinness, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. So August 6th of 2018, you were released with approved placement at 2809 West Fillmore in Phoenix, Arizona with your sister.
Yes.
So then on August 16th, 2018, you reported that you were not able to establish residence with your sister because she moved. You had been staying with her at a hotel for approximately a week on as of the 16th of August. Then on that same date, you established residency at TLC Halfway House, 2202 East Roosevelt, 120 in Phoenix, Arizona. Then on October 28, 2018, P.O. Borrego received a telephone call from Patrick at TLC stating that you were discharged on October 16th for returning properly intoxicated under the influence of an illegal substance. On October 29th, you self-admitted using meth and were referred to Vivre's RCBM program. You established residence on October 27, 2018 at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona. That's in Vivre. And then on November 11, 2018, you were discharged from Vivre after leaving the property on the 21st of November, 2018 and failing to return. You were not given permission to change your residence, nor have you been in contact with the supervising officer since your change of address. So you moved around a bit. Why did you leave Vivre in November?
In Dubai, because when I was at TLC and he claimed that I was, well, the policy states that if the manager or supervisor over there indicates that I'm intoxicated or high, the procedure is to UA him or weaponize him, right? Which he never did. There was no proof of me ever saying that I was high or drunk. So when I went to my PO and her decision was already made that I was an impression that I was high and drunk, which I wasn't, there was no indicating that he didn't do a breathalyzer test or a UA test on me. So when I went to see my parole officer, there was nothing for me to do but just to say, yeah, I'm already kicked out, so there's no reason to be fighting over it. And I've been reading why I did what I did is because I believe that I was going to get treated the same way I was over there. I did what I did, and I took off whenever I wanted. But when I was at TLC, I was going to all their everyday meetings and everything. I was doing all that. I was clean. And
Yeah, I did what I did. I'm not going to deny anything like that. But I will deny that I was high and drunk at TLC. Well, he stated, Patrick stated that I was high and drunk, which I wasn't.
Okay, well, sir?
Yes.
It says that you left TLC, but you didn't return to V-Ray. You left V-Ray and didn't return on the 21st of November. Okay, and it's also here, it's talking about your program, and you have a task lab result, which was from the 20th of November, that showed positive for amphetamines.
Amphetamines, yes, I'm not going to deny that.
Okay, well, that's...
That was just only one time, and the other times, I was doing good until I left TLC. And... Yeah, I'm not
going
to lie to you guys. Yeah, I did mess up one time.
And okay, well, it says that you have self-admitted to using methamphetamine, but you're saying you didn't, that's part of why you referred to V-Ray.
To argue over.
Okay, but I asked you why you left V-Ray, why did you leave V-Ray? Because you knew you were positive?
No, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was high right there, yes. The reason why I left there is because I felt like I got treated wrong at TLC, and I wasn't get treated wrong again. And that's why I did what I did. I took off and didn't come back.
Alright. So, you were referred to task for randoms, and...
Yes.
You were started out in the color system, but then you went to a call-in system with a PIN number. Then on the 20th of August, the 18th of September, the 10th of October, you were negative. On the 29th of October, 2018, the live sample was positive for meth.
Yes.
Okay. And then on November 20th, the lab results were positive for amphetamines, that was the 20th of November. After you left TLC is when you started having problems with relapsing?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay.
And I haven't talked about it. Is there any other way to resolve this by kicking me out? I mean, he's all, no, but my decision's made, and I don't know, if you let me go over there, I have no place to go, which I did at the time. I told him I'm going to mess up, and like I said, I was doing good over there. I mean, there's no evidence saying that I was doing wrong. I was doing everything. I still have my paperwork for the classes that I was going to over there. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, yeah. And I mean, he kicked me out. I messed up. After that, yes, I messed up, and I took off from the grave. I didn't want to get treated like that, like I got treated over there. So I didn't want to get over that big grave. I'm not going to lie to you. I got permission to happen. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. We will be going into discussion to make a determination shortly. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you'd like the board to know before we make our decision. We just ask that you don't cover the information we've already discussed. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us at this time, sir?
I'm not really good at talking like this, so I'm going to do my best. When I got TLC, I was going to try to get my GED and everything back, and I mean, so that's really not what I would like to try to do when I get out there and stuff like that, you know what I mean? That's really much about it. I'm not a great talker. No, I guess I'll just close with that, man. I appreciate you guys' time and everything, so... That's it.
All right, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. We ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone there, and once we've made a determination, I'll be right back with you, okay?
All right, okay. All right, sir.
What was non-discussion? Well, Mr. Madrid seems to have had a relapse problem. It looks like they were working with him, trying to help him get straightened out, but he didn't adhere to the programs and used meth a few more times. He also absconded 25 days, so he's got about 5 months left. I think he'd be better served if he'd stay in and possibly get some NA and AA programming and make good plans for his return to the community. But I'm going to listen to discussion from me and my fellow board members.
Okay, good.
Okay, based on all information, what number is here, 1-8-W-3458. Mr. Hunter's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Madrid as he was working on violating terms of business supervision and had lapses or stop lapses and couldn't waive support company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, reading by Dr. Wright, and by Mr. Williams. All right, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You are scheduled to be released June 27th of 2019, about 5 months away. We suggest that you get any available programming, especially AA or and or NA classes. Make yourself good plans so that when you return to the community, you can have a handle on everything and not get in trouble, and we don't have to see an orange T-shirt again.
Okay, sir.
All right, good luck to you, sir.
Right.
And please lay the phone down and not hang it up.
Okay.
All right.